An elderly Cherokee was teaching his grandchildren about life. He said, "There is a fight going on inside of me. It is a terrible fight between two wolves. One is evil. He is fear, anger, envy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, lies, false pride, competition, superiority, and ego. The other is good. He is joy, peace, love, hope, sharing, serenity, humility, kindness, friendship, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith." He says to his grandchildren, the same fight is going on inside of you and inside of everyone. And then he's quiet. And after a moment, one of the grandchildren asks him, "Which one will win?" And he says, "The one you feed." In the first reading, the words, "God set before us life and death, good and evil. Which do I choose?" It is the choice that we can make. It is the choice that we can make to say, "I will not forgive." It can be the choice that we make to make the false promises that betray trust. It can be the way that we might enter into the life of another and turn from them. It might be how it is that the internet is used. Instagram, Twitter, texting, Facebook. The way that gossip can be created to ruin another's reputation. It can be the hatred, the pride, the envy that can hurt the relationship with another. A choice to feed all of that or not to. Pope Francis, in a homily that he gave in January of 2014, said this: "Whereas Christ, through his Spirit, endeavors to unify through humility and love, the evil one seeks to divide through pride and hatred, both of which manifest themselves in gossip, envy, and infighting." And then he goes on to say, "These divide communities. They tear apart the one body of Christ." When Jesus speaks in the gospel and uses those examples, he also is saying, "I have come to fulfill that which is good, the commandments that are good." And then he says, "You and I are called to fulfill those commandments of good." We are to build communities, communities that have the gift of love and compassion in them. That you and I are called to build communities where the evil that might be within is transformed into what is good. That you and I are called in our activities, in our actions, in our voices, to transform all into good, all into what is life-giving. We are asked to take and transform that which can reside inside and be fed, that which is of death and not life, of evil and not good, into what is life-giving and good. You and I are called to be those people in our world today. Is it difficult? Yes, it is. Is it challenging? Yes, it is. But we are reminded of that one line in the first reading. Immense is the wisdom of the Lord. God is mighty in power. We have God's wisdom. We have God's presence. We have the love and the care that God gives us to be those people that feed the good, that nourish the good, that live the good. We have a God who loves for us, cares for us, supports us, and is with us. As followers of Jesus Christ, we know the possibilities of good in this world. And the call is to bring that goodness into the world. I usually end my homilies by giving you one or two questions that someone once said was homework to take home with them. But rather than that, I'd like to share with you what was also part of that article that St. Francis was quoted in. Maybe these are new commandments. Maybe these are the commandments of today. Maybe these are the way that we can feed that which is good. See if they resonate with you. When hearing or reading something unfavorable or unkind about another, don't pass it on to others. If someone does something you find distasteful, if it is important, seek out the person for dialogue. Don't use social media to criticize or judge another who has no way of knowing where it originated. Foster a climate of affirmation where all are thanked and congratulated for their efforts and abilities. If you can't say something nice or supportive about someone else, don't say anything at all. Where's the Lord calling us to feed that which is good?